So good morning. It is Tuesday, June 7th, 2022, and the time is 10:01 a.m. This is the public rulemaking hearing for Washington Administrative Code WAC 458-40-660, titled Timber Excise Tax, Stumpage Value Tables, Stumpage Value Adjustments. My name is Brenton Madison, and I am a tax policy specialist with the Department of Revenue's Interpretations and Technical Advice Division, and I am the facilitator for this hearing. We thank you for taking the time to attend this hearing and providing us with valuable feedback concerning the rulemaking activities for WAC 458-40-660. Also in attendance from the Department of Revenue are Atif Aziz in his role as the department's rules coordinator. Atif is also monitoring our recording equipment as this hearing is being recorded. Paul Stewart, Revenue Forester. Nikki Bazzari, Tax Policy Specialist. As the department continues to resume its normal business operations in light of the emergency orders that have been in place over the last several years, we are conducting this hearing telephonically, and we do not have other parties physically present for this hearing. The legal authority for this hearing is from Chapter 34.05 RCW, known as the Administrative Procedures Act. This hearing was announced through publication in the Washington State Register in WSR 22-10-042 on April 27, 2022, and by notification to interested persons. The purpose of this hearing is to solicit comments from the public prior to taking action to propose amendments to WAC 458-40-660, referred to in this hearing as Rule 660. If you would like to receive a copy of the proposed rule amendments, copies of the draft rule are available by emailing Atif Aziz at atifa@dor.wa.gov. We will consider any comments received relating to the proposed amendments to Rule 660. In particular, we appreciate receiving comments in writing. All comments received will be evaluated as we proceed with the rulemaking process. You may send any comments that you would have to my attention no later than June 10, 2022. In this manner, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities relating to this rule. Now, let me briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are with respect to this rule. The first step in the process is to file a notice with the Office of the Code Revisor to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding the proposed changes. The notice, called a Form CR-101, is published in the Washington State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The public meeting for the rule was held on April 19, 2022. The next step is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the Office of Code Revisor to announce a public hearing on the proposed rule. This notice, called a Form CR-102, is also published in the Washington State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The meeting today is the public hearing. The purpose of the hearing is to receive further public comments regarding the proposed changes to the rule. All public comments received will be fully evaluated as we proceed in the rulemaking process. Moreover, any comments received will be included in the permanent rulemaking file, which is kept by the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division of the Department of Revenue. The final step in the rulemaking process is to adopt the revised rule. This is not a public process, but simply requires that the department submit the final draft of the rule to the Office of the Code Revisor using a Form CR-103 with the appropriate accompanying forms. The revised Rule 660 will be effective July 1st, 2022, and will be published in the Washington State Register. At this time, I would ask that Paul Stewart would explain whether there are any changes to the proposed revisions to Rule 660.
All right, thanks. There are no changes to the proposed stumpage values we presented at the 101 meeting.
Perfect. Thank you, Paul. We will now proceed to the public or to the comment portion of the hearing. There are no external stakeholders in attendance, so we do not have any public comments. If you do have written testimony, you may email it to me at brentonm@dor.wa.gov so that it can be part of the rulemaking file. All right. For purpose of the record, there is no one other than DOR personnel in attendance today. Thus, there are no public comments. I want to thank everybody for participating. The time is now 10:06 a.m., and the public hearing for Rule 660 is now adjourned.